Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is Velvet broadcasting live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical from planet Earth. And we have a couple of people in here who are going to be quiet unless they feel like they need to jump in. So I guess I'm just going to talk to myself. And so I'm sorry I missed you last week, but I was down in sunny Tucson. I went to the Gem and Mineral Show and got to see all kinds of stone people. And it was like, it is sort of a little overwhelming how many stones are gathered in one place for 2 weeks. And then a lot of them, they are shipped from all over the world and they put them in those shipping containers and leave them there. So the energy in Tucson is intense. Some people say that it's almost like a big bubble and the energy almost doesn't ground in. It doesn't ground. That's what a couple of people are talking about, how the energy doesn't ground in, but it's just there. And so it was really interesting. I felt, I shouldn't say I felt less connected to the stones, but I feel like it's so hard sometimes to go there when there's all those people and not be affected by the energetics and the emotions of the people that are there. So I just kind of watched that, and I noticed a couple patterns, at least for what I was drawn to, and I brought some of the stones that really yelled at me, that feel like they're here to help over this next year until I go back to Tucson. And so I might just start with the things that really jumped at me. I was really drawn to the blue calcite. Maybe I'll post some pictures later on the Facebook page of calcite. And blue calcite is a really powerful stone. It's kind of like, would you say that's baby blue? Baby blue. We're on the radio. You want to be on the radio? So calcite, blue calcite is kind of like a baby blue, and it is a stone that helps release emotional blockages. Calcite in and of itself releases blockages. So like the yellow calcite release blockages around your will center, the green calcite around your heart. The blue is your emotions. The red is blockages in the physical body and the lower triangle. So I was really drawn to the blue calcite. It does look like the earth. And we, you know, according to some of the old traditions, the planet, before Earth was a planet, she was a blue star. And that every time we go through a world change, she sends her energy to the surface of the earth, and those who can hear the song of the blue star are guided and protected. During one of the world changes, I think it was during one of the ice ages, she sent her energy to the surface of the earth, and through the snow popped up these little blue flowers. Mm. And those who could hear the song of the blue flowers were guided and protected. And so I don't know if this blue calcite is that blue crystal that's been prophesied for this world change. There's a few that I am kind of questioning if they're that stone. Like I think the blue of the blue calcite, sometimes the blue in the labradorite makes me think. The other stone that I was drawn to is barite. Well, so a couple of years ago, Jen and I went down to the big hole down by the Wise River, and we got the barite over by Libby. Oh. And then last year when I went to Colorado, I got barite from Colorado. Mm-hmm. And this is a really powerful dream stone. Mm-hmm. I like to put it on my head, and it just goes boom.
That's the
one I sleep with. Yep. Well, why I'm bringing it up is because out of Morocco, there are these beautiful blue barite specimens, okay? I didn't buy any, though, because I have blue barite, and that blue barite was so fragile You can't sleep with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what good is it?
What good is it? So I
have fragmented.
I know, you'd have fragmented dreams. So I brought this. I thought, I already have the blue barite. They were showing me, some people were showing me that the blue barite is going to be important this year. Okay? And because I don't have a very strong memory, I'm going to look blue barite up real quick so everybody can know what blue barite's about. I know also, while I'm finding the place in the book, barite is, the Native Americans use barite to make their medicine wheel.
Oh, okay.
It also is supposed to help with, I can't answer you right now, sorry. It's also, it's been used for astral travel, and I know it's a dream stone. That's why I started using it, okay, as I fumble through my book because I can't remember the alphabet. Okay, inner vision, inner energetic alignment, interdimensional travel. Hey, Laura, did you hear that? Okay, so it's the storm element. It works on the third eye and the crown. Barite provide. I'm reading from the Book of Stone, so I don't get arrested for, what do they call? Can you copy? Plagiarism, right. Provides a smooth, clear connection to the higher world, aiding the inward journeyer in discovering the many mansions of the spiritual realms. So it opens doors to different realms. Holding a barite in each hand and placing one on the forehead during meditation creates a triangular energy grid within the body's auric field, raising one's frequency spectrum and allowing one to experience temporary ascension into higher world. But to me, because it's so dense, its specific gravity is such, I feel, especially the other barite that we got from Montana, is really, to me, it's really grounding. Here's a piece of it. No, that's not a piece of it. Where is it? Okay. Oh, I only have one piece. No, I got a bucket of it. Now feel this barite. So I have some rosy barite from over by Libby, and I think it's really grounding. And so I'm making this up right now. But the blue barite helps you go into the higher realms. This helps you go into the realms of Earth.
Okay.
You know, so this opens doorways into the heavens, and this opens doorways into the earth. And because we're all wired a little differently, some of us travel in all the realms. Okay, like in the mythology, Mercury was the only god that was allowed to travel between heaven, earth, and the underworld. Women just do it naturally. All the goddesses, they can just go wherever they want. But so if you're a man and you want to travel through the realms, you might want to get some barite because I was going to do R-rated stuff. I won't do that right now because there may be children listening. So anyway, it's very earthy. And I'm a especially the barite. So the barite I was really drawn to. And then what I really was drawn to was the grounding protecting stones. I was really drawn to some of the Brazilian smoky quartz, which is I have it in the display case over there. And then I the last two shows I've gone to, I can't seem to get enough hematite. And hematite is iron, right? And hematite, I always think of hematite. I remember when I first came in the store, I'd spent my whole life trying to be ungrounded. I didn't want to be in my body. And I didn't like hematite because it yanked me into my body. I mean, it yanked me. And then when I'm in my body, I have to feel whatever I'm feeling, right? But if I'm out floating around in these other realms, I don't have to feel.
Yeah.
So hematite, I think, is really important because to clear, so let's say we're using the blue calcite to remove the emotional blockages, you have to feel it and transform it into energy. So a grounding stone, a stone that will let you come into your body so you can feel it, is important. Okay, so then the other thing that I was sort of obsessing about on my trip was, like I said, the smoky quartz. And smoky quartz is another stone that's grounding and protecting. And I think, you know, there's different ways to be protected. I think we can be protected by things that build our field up so nothing gets in. We can be grounded by being in our body. This one Native American told me the safest place for your soul is in your body. Your body was designed to protect your soul. If you're off floating around, your body is unprotected and your soul is unprotected. They work together. So then the other way we're protected, I think, is like Labradorite is a stone of protection and magic because I think it helps you be in the moment and it helps you see the synchronicities and see everything that's happening in the moment instead of being distracted by the past or worrying about the future. So Labradorite's a stone of protection, which I'm always attracted to Labradorite. The other reason I think I'm really attracted to Labradorite is because let's say you like to go off into other realms, okay? Labradorite helps you, so because you're still here as a human, supposedly functioning in a 3D realm, supposedly. Well, Labradorite will help you function in this realm. Well, like let's say you're an artist. Let's say you're an artist and you go somewhere else for inspiration. That Labradorite would help you bring it in and still be tapped into that inspiration and bring it out onto the canvas. So I made that up too.
I like it.
And I take some barite. So let me see. What else was I drawn to? There was some tourmaline. I got a bunch of spheres, and I'm always drawn to the Septarian nodules. And Septarian nodule is a sandstone concretion. Aragonite is the brown, and honey calcite is the golden part. And I got some Septarian nodules from Madagascar, and then I found this great little spot, this great little store, or whatever you want to call it, where they have the Septarian nodules from Utah. You know, and that's the Septarian nodule from Utah. And I think because here in the United States, as things change here, having stones that connect us to this continent are helpful. So, like, I thought it was important for me to bring home not only the Madagascar Septarian nodules, but the Utah, too. And I can't remember, I read the geology about it, but this was formed during the time that there was the great, the Inland Sea, you know, in Utah, the Great Basin, I think. So that was formed then. The interesting tale about Madagascar and why it's, I think that the earth is letting go of so many stones from Madagascar right now, this is a mythology, I think. I don't know if it's actual geology. But there are these lava tubes in Madagascar that connect the island to the center of the earth. That's what the mythology is. And that as the plates all around the planet shifted and continents came together and continents broke apart, Madagascar stayed in the same place.
Oh, wow.
So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's the idea that the stones that are coming out of Madagascar right now have a certain stability to them. And the Labradorite right now is coming out of Madagascar. There's some spectrolite coming out of Finland, but most of the Labradorite is from Madagascar right now. The calcite, I'm thinking I got calcite from Peru and Madagascar. Rose quartz, there's a lot of rose quartz coming out of Madagascar right now. And so that's interesting. I think as a retailer, I have to try to be really conscious that I don't contribute to destroying the earth, to devastation of the earth. You know, and I think when I can, I try to make connections with the miners. But right now, it's really hard to find miners at the gem show who watch a stone from the earth to to the table. I met a guy from the Congo who did that with malachite. I didn't see him this year. I saw him in Denver last fall, and I still have plenty of malachite, so I didn't buy any. But I try to make connections with the miners. So that was, okay, so we got this, we got the Septarian nodules. I got also some Picasso marble. And that Picasso marble is from Utah. I only got one piece. A lot of the things that I got just small amounts because I had to buy those crystal bowls, you know. No, actually, the crystal bowls, Velvet bought. This is stuff the store bought. So the Picasso marble is, there's a centering energy to the marble. I forget, there's something else about the marble, but I can't remember. Yeah, oh, maybe we should play the bowls. Do you want to? Okay, so I brought home, it's called an Indian Pipestone Alchemy Bowl. It's an F-sharp, and this is a stone, or so Indian Pipestone comes from one place in Minnesota, as I'm aware, it's just from Minnesota. And according to the legend, there was war going on amongst the people, and I don't know, the creator got disgusted, but I think he got disgusted, and he tried to come up with a solution, and so he gave the people pipestone to help bring peace. And so traditionally, pipestone was used to create the peace pipe. And so I heard this, not this specific bowl, but I heard this pipestone bowl a year ago, and it kind of haunted me all year. I knew I needed to bring it back, and I didn't even know why. I didn't know anything about it. To me, it was grounding and expansive, kind of like, you know, Jasper's kind of feel that way to me. But what I understand now is it's about helping each of us as individuals create peace within. And because it's an F sharp, it works the thymus, okay? And there's a tradition, there are traditions that say the thymus is the seat of the soul. And so, and it could be that battle between being physical or being spiritual. It doesn't have to be a battle anymore. It doesn't have to be a conflict. We are designed to bring the spirit all the way in. So I thought that this was an important tool to bring home. And so just so you know, we started doing a meditation. I'm going to try to do once a week. We're going to do it for the next couple of weeks on Wednesday, and then I might switch because I might be teaching a Kundalini class in Columbia Falls on Wednesdays. I don't know. That's still under discussion. But I'm going to teach. I'm going to not teach. I'm going to play the bowls. I'm going to be quiet. Yeah. Yes. Mallory, if you're listening, yes, I can be quiet for an hour. Okay, maybe not. Maybe for 45 minutes I can be quiet. And we're going to play the bowls, and we're going to allow the energy and the consciousness of the bowls to move us, to break down any blockages. To another way to use the bowl is to ride the sound wave to other dimensions. And this is something, because I bought a 12-note bowl, it's a full octave. And in astrology, each planet has a note. So I could look at the chart, and where there's a square in astrology, which is a challenge, I play the bowl that represent those planets, and it's sort of dissonant. And so it can stir you up. It can help move the energy so that any challenge is turned into an opportunity. So anyway, when I played the bowls on Wednesday, I just made stuff up. Actually, I said, okay, show me how I'm supposed to do this. I asked for guidance, and basically I just was kind of guided how to do it. But because I'd looked at the astrology of the new moon, because it was the new moon, the Chinese New Year, the Lent, the beginning of Lent, it was some Hindu holiday. This Wednesday, this last Wednesday, was a really, really powerful day. And the astrology was kind of intense, you know. But, you know, I just
I just bowled through it.
So, okay, have I forgotten anything? You guys want to add anything?
Those who will remain silent. See, I did get her to speak. Next time we'll get her to say her name.
You want to say anything?
Well, we got quiet people. It makes me feel like I'm hogging the conversation. Oh, I am. Okay. That was because I am.
So let me think. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, this weekend I'm doing my sacred body posture class for the New Earth. I do it Saturdays at 9 a.m. in the gathering space. Plus, we are doing from 3 to 5, we're doing a vision board class. Terry Cito and I are doing a vision board class. A vision board. So theoretically, I always say these wrong, the subconscious gets messages symbolically and receives messages symbolically. So when you create a vision board, you are putting symbols on a board that represent what you want to create. So, like, for example, my husband, who's a really good manifester, he created this vision board last year at about this time, and pretty much everything he put on that board, he's accomplished or gotten. So you can have physical things that you want. Like, some people put joy, they put words. You can put joy, happiness. The only thing we haven't manifested from that board is a trip to Ireland, but I think we're doing that in May.
Wow.
I think we're doing it. So
this May,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go. So you just have, so how they did it traditionally is you'd look through old magazines and you'd cut out pictures that kind of represent what you want to create, and you put it on this board. And then you say, I create this or something greater. You don't want to be limited to just what you put on the board, but that, and then you want to look at it a lot. You want to keep seeing it. Steve had it in his office, so he saw it. I haven't seen it, so maybe that's why I haven't. Actually, I manifested the bowls. I put on my part of it, I put metal bowls and crystal bowls. And I did manifest that. And together we wanted to manifest the trip to Ireland. Oh, you guys are here for the radio show. Yeah, we're on air live from Rocks and Things. Do you want to introduce yourself? Or not? You don't have to. But these others, if you want to. And Connor, what brings you to Rocks and Things on this fine, kind of silly day? And do you want to say who you are? You don't have to.
Colin Bowman and Victor McCartney.
Nice. So we were just talking about all the fun we had at the rock show, and we talked about the meditation with the crystal bowls. And I don't know what we were talking about.
Vision boards.
We're talking about vision boards. We're having a class on Saturday, 3 to 5. So, Terry and I are doing it. It's donation. No, Terry Cito. Do you know Terry Cito? He's got the big hair. He's got the beard. So we were just talking about how we're doing the vision board, and how you pick symbols of what you want to create, and then you put it on the board. You know, and you're really conscious that you are worthy of all the things that, not just things, but all the great that is coming your way. And then you, like, poster board. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I told
you. Okay. So bring, if you want, bring what you have. Yeah. That's exactly, yeah. And bring all your magazines that you don't mind cutting up because somebody else may. Okay, bring them. So we're starting it. How can we get them before? Tomorrow at 3. Chandler will be in the store. Okay, he'll be in the store at noon. So, okay. And anybody else who wants to bring any magazines down for our vision board session, because I don't plan anything. I just ask the universe and it flies. So what else do we want to talk about, guys? We got five. We have 5 minutes. Okay. Okay. This is called Lapidolite. So the lady who will remain nameless has asked me about this pretty sparkly rock. It looks like, well, there's mica in it. This is okay. The sparkle is the mica. But Lapidolite is a stone for, it's the purple is lithium.
Oh.
So it's like for stress, anti-stress, anti-anxiety.
I'm going home with this.
So, you know, they say you can put it in your bathtub, you know.
Okay.
It just makes you more lighthearted.
Oh, my. I mean, a hand light? Or no.
Lapidolite.
Lapidolite.
You do?
I see it. Rock in my pocket.
Oh, it just makes, because, you know, have you guys ever been to hot springs? And, you know, you haven't?
No.
Oh, my gosh. But hot springs, one of the reasons that people are so drawn to the water there is because the water's high in lithium.
Oh.
So people in hot springs are like, whatever.
Yeah, cool.
There's kind of that. I mean, I used to get lost in hot springs, and it's a little tiny town, but I would get so, like, you know. So it's that is a hot spring. You can make your own hot springs, honey, by putting it in your bath. Yeah, yeah. And I have a couple. I have a little bit different variety of it.
Oh, and what is
it? That's lapidolite and green tourmaline. So green tourmaline is for your heart.
Okay.
So that's another way. It's sort of what you're drawn to. And so that's more, that's a little more pocket-sized. So let me think. What else? Well, you know, I might end the show a little early because I think I have customers and I probably should help them. So, what do we want to say as our parting word? Connor, parting word, Connor? It can be a phrase.
Where the other day,
feeling has a story. They have to let it express itself. That's almost like a song. Every feeling has a story. Tell it, sing it. Dance it. All right, so on that note, words of wisdom from the young and wise. Adieu from planet Earth. Anybody else want to say anything?
Bye.
Adieu. Not long. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, over now from planet Earth. Sending regards and peace. Internally and externally. Okay.